Hello and welcome to today's episode of The Travelling Introvert, the musings of an introvert travelling and doing business. We're going to dive straight in this week. Due to the nature of what my travelling buddy does, I tend to end up at random events. This one was a little different. It was a friend's wedding. However, they had it set up in such a way that the wedding itself, well, the ceremony was at 3 p.m. The reception didn't start until 6. And was in a different place. They were leaving enough time for people to get from one venue to the other. However, we found that once we did get to the reception, people were not ready to be received. And as I'm part of the crew that sort of deals with this, I ended up directing people to the bar next door and telling them that we weren't ready to let them in yet. Being an introvert, weddings are scary anyway, but this one was a little special. I did know some people at the event, but I wasn't going to be at their table. I was going to be ending up at the vendor table, which is always an interesting mix of people, normally the photographer, caterer, that sort of thing. So what we found was people were finally allowed to be let in, and I found a role for myself. I love doing this at events because I get to talk to everybody without having to sit and stand and make awkward conversation. So, for example, at this particular event, they had set up a registry book so you could sign off. Also, they had a little area set up so you could find out where you were going to be sitting. They hadn't put that in the invitation and there wasn't a seating chart. What happened was you picked up a little tag and the tag had your name and your table. But when you walk into the venue, this table was on your left-hand side, technically behind you, so you had no idea it was there or what you were supposed to do. So I made it my role to go and tell people, hey, welcome and happy wedding, and the signing book is over here. Also, what this particular bride had done has set up an area for cards and for presents. And also they had these beautiful engraved bottles for their anniversaries where people could put little notes and special messages for them. So I ended up sort of directing traffic for the first half an hour, which is fine for me. I get to meet everybody, they kind of see me, but again, I don't have to make in-depth conversation. So then I eventually kind of get a drink of water, sit down at the table to eat. Now, food isn't coming out for about 30 minutes and everyone's milling around and announcements are being made and the bride and groom have come in. And you're at the table and people are talking. There was a fascinating conversation happening about beards, which I, for some reason, could not take part in. And then, you know, I'm looking around at people and realizing, like, the girl sitting next to me, she's there, she's happy, she's not really talking. And obviously the table is full of couples. So there's 8 people on the table, 4 couples. Well, actually 3.5 couples because my traveling buddy was working at this particular event. So everyone kind of has somebody to talk to and everybody knows each other. The people I know are at a totally different table because, well, yeah, they're not vendors. So I'm like, okay, what do? I don't know these people. I have to make polite conversation. Oh, the food's just come out. So they had some appetizers. So I went up and I slowly and carefully deliberated on what I wanted to put on my plate. The tiny plate that they give you, the tiny plate. Considering I'd been working since 10 a.m., the tiny plate. But I get food. It's great. I get back to my table. I can't possibly talk and eat at the same time. So that's a good 10 minutes where I don't have to talk. Head down, eating. Take a drink of water. Oh, my glass needs refilling. I need to go back to the bar. Totally avoiding all conversation as long as I possibly can. So then I noticed, like, the girl who was sitting next to me on my left, her partner had gone away. And so I'm like, okay, now is my time to sort of make conversation. At least I'm then talking one-on-one with somebody and not having to talk to her and whoever she's sitting next to or interrupting a conversation about beards. So, you know, you always start with the, so how do you know the bride and groom conversation? And her answer is like, I don't I just happen to, my boyfriend knows them. I just got dragged along as the plus one. I'm like, so you don't know anybody? He's like, nope. And it's nice that I got invited. I only met them once, but yeah. And then they start having this conversation about how weddings are awkward. You know, they mush like people together who are strangers and they have to get along for this one night and they'll never see each other ever again, but somehow have to make, you know, useful conversation. Through this, I discover the girl sitting next to me is an introvert. She doesn't even want to talk. She'd be very happy sitting there reading a book if she could. This was one of the highlights of my evening because it took away all the pressure of having to make conversation, all the pressure of having to be nice, all the pressure of having to tell my story to the 100th person. We just sat in beautiful, blissful silence. Happy introvert. We're enjoying being here, looking around, people watching, eating our food, having some drinks. Silence. Amazing. Then, of course, our extrovert partners turn up and they're talking and they go to other tables and they engage in the entire table and talk and stuff. And we're just kind of sitting there watching them do what they do. And the other highlight of this particular event was people were dancing alone. And it was okay. No one had to dance in couples. There wasn't groups or anything clicky. There was one girl I noticed who was on the dance floor most of the night by herself in her own little bubble. And she was super happy. So I guess sort of the end of this is I have an action plan for how to deal with weddings in general. Oh, and just events. So one thing I try and do, and this is the sort of helpful part of this podcast, is to try and find something to do. Make yourself useful in some way. Because no matter what, there's always normally a little something that's been forgotten by somebody arranging the event. Something as simple as, where are the bathrooms? Do you know how important where are the bathrooms are? And so many people forget that this is really important and don't put signage or just someone who knows. Even at this particular wedding, it took me a good 30 minutes of just wandering around to figure out where the toilets were because they were like hidden behind a false wall with no signage. You found them by accident when you thought you were going to the kitchen to ask, so where are the toilets? Finding something to do, even if it's just checking people in, saying hi, arranging the tables, whatever it might be, I find that and it's kind of easier for me because I'm there to help set up for events. So if I find something really useful to do in a way that I get to meet everybody and say hi and be, you know, the happy face without having to make that conversation, it's great. And it normally keeps me busy for a good, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. And that's, what, 20% of the event normally? The action plan is find another introvert. They are out there. There is always one person who's been dragged to the event that, yeah, they kind of want to be there, but they don't really want to be there. Find them. You guys can sit together and it will avoid everyone else kind of talking to you because they're like, oh, they're happy. They're not alone. Because if you're alone, people want to talk to you because they feel sorry for you because they think that you need to have somebody with you to be happy. So if you find that fellow introvert and you both realize you're introverts and you're okay with it, do it. It's awesome. If you do have to talk, great things to talk about where you can't really go wrong, and some people who are passionate about it will continue to talk without you needing to do much, food. Because there's always something you missed at the buffet or something that someone particularly likes, or there was this other wedding somebody went to or some other event where they had this, 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 and this. Talk about the food. As well as that, you could talk about drinks. This wedding wasn't great for me because it was a beer wedding and I'm not really into beer, so I didn't talk about drinks. Beards apparently is a good topic of conversation. I did not know this. I am now learning about the meticulousness of what's needed for a beer. There was one guy at the table who drank through a straw because his beard was so lush. and therefore he didn't want to get anything in it, so he drank everything from a straw. To the averse thing, that there was a guy sitting opposite him who actually had shaved a section of his beard in the middle, so that part of his beard wouldn't get in the way. So he just had these two things on the side and then this thing in the middle. And so that's where the conversation about beards started, and their opposing views, both very valid, just opposing. And another thing that I found as a quick way of making friends is people want to take photos of themselves at the event, but no one's going to bring out a selfie stick at the wedding. And if they do, they should be beaten with it. Apart from that, if you offer to take photos of people, like, oh, would you like me to take a photo of you and the cake, or you and the bride, you and the groom, you and the, I know, magnificent decorations, or just you and the person you're sitting next to. People love that, and they think you're nice and sweet, and it can start a conversation if that's what you're wishing to do. I'm sure there are many other ways of doing things, but right now that is my sort of go-to for if I end up at another wedding. Thank you for listening. And once again, this is Introverts, the musings of an introvert traveling and doing business. See you next time.